Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty huge for families thinking globally.
Yeah, that big decision. Relocating everyone to, well, paradise, ideally.
Exactly. Specifically, Phuket. We're navigating the luxury property market there, but with a really crucial focus.
A logistical puzzle, right.
Totally. Finding that amazing home that's, you know, genuinely luxurious and makes the daily school run, well, bearable. Boy. Actually manageable.
It sounds dreamy, doesn't it? But getting that balance, that's a real juggling act for any expat family moving there.
Right.
You don't want to trade a great education for a view, obviously. Mm. And you definitely don't want to spend hours stuck in traffic every day.
No way.
So getting this right means you need proper deep market insight. And for today's deep dive, we're grounding everything in material from Ocean Worldwide.
Ah.
They're a luxury real estate agency. Been operating right there in Phuket since 2004. So quite a while.
That's serious experience.
It is. And their director, Sandra O'Neill, she's personally helped literally thousands of families and investors over those years. So their expertise in this specific niche, luxury, family-friendly, it's pretty much unmatched.
Okay, so our mission today is basically, we're giving you the shortcut.
Yeah, cutting through the noise.
We've dug into their findings to, you know, skip past all the general listings and really show you the prime spots, the types of properties that tick both those boxes, hopefully saving you ages of searching.
And the key takeaway, really, is that a successful move nearly always hinges on being close to the island's top international schools.
Right, the big names.
We're talking BISP, Head Start, UWCT, Kajunket Suksa, and QSI, that's Quality Schools International.
Got it.
And for these families, the market focus is squarely on, well, space, comfort, luxury living. The property itself has to support a really high quality of family life.
Okay, let's dive into locations, starting with maybe the biggest magnet. British International School, BISP, huge draw, right?
Absolutely. It's a top choice for many international families.
But finding a home close enough to skip the worst traffic, that seems like the tricky bit. Where does Ocean Worldwide's analysis point us for real convenience near BISP?
Well, the properties near BISP often kind of set the benchmark for convenience. There's a fantastic example they highlight near Chuan Chuan Lagoon.
Okay.
It's got 7 bedrooms, big open plan living space, and get this, a 14-meter infinity pool.
Wow.
And crucially, location-wise, only an 8-minute drive from BISP.
8 minutes. That's like the dream commute, isn't it? It takes all the stress out of the morning rush.
Pretty much.
But, okay, practicality check. A 7-bedroom place, even in paradise, that's a big commitment. What does the source data suggest about, you know, maintaining a property that size? Do most families need staff?
That's a really good point, and yes, it's crucial. In this kind of luxury tier, especially with big pools, gardens, most expat families do opt for full-time help. Housekeeping, a gardener, it's almost standard, often handled through property management services. These places are designed for comfortable living on a large scale, but yeah, they definitely need maintenance to match.
Makes sense. So if 8 minutes is maybe still a touch too long for some,
yeah,
what's the absolute closest option, like practically next door?
If you really want proximity dialed up to 11, there's the spacious pool villa in Kokia.
Kokia, okay.
It's incredibly close. Just a 1-minute drive, literally.
1 minute? Seriously?
Yeah, it's in a well-established, secure area. And the villa itself, it's self-contained, private pool, really set up for maximum efficiency on that school run.
Okay, a 1-minute drive is tempting, but is there a trade-off? Like, do you lose space or privacy being that close? Or is this Kokiar Villa a bit of an exception?
Based on the analysis, that particular one is a bit exceptional, offering really good family space. But it does highlight that common dilemma, doesn't it? Are you prioritizing the absolute minimum commute above everything else? Or are you willing to add, say, 5 more minutes for maybe a bigger garden or a more tucked away feel?
Fair question. What about balancing that island life with maybe a bit more urban buzz? Access to town.
Oh, you can definitely do that too. They found luxury houses in Phuket town, but still near BISP.
Interesting.
Like a modern, really stylish 3-bedroom place. That's only about a 10-minute drive. So you get to embrace the culture, the energy of town life, but still keep that essential school convenience.
Okay, so that covers the BISP sort of bubble, which tends to be a certain lifestyle, maybe. How do we transition out? Let's talk about the Kapu campus for Kajunket Suksa School. Sounds like it offers a different kind of balance.
It often does, yes.
Yeah.
Kapu gives you more of a mix. You've got quieter living, maybe near the golf courses, but also easy access to lively spots like Boat Lagoon. A really popular option mentioned is the stylish waterfront townhome in Boat Lagoon. Being right there puts you steps from shops, restaurants, the marina. Gives you that cosmopolitan feel, but without the full-on city hustle.
And for those wanting something quieter in Kathu, away from the marina buzz.
For real peace and quiet, you'd look towards the modern pool villas near Kathu Golf Course.
Okay.
These are generally about a 15-minute drive to the Kajunkiat Suksa campus. They typically feature that open-plan living, good kitchens, and sometimes they have those really nice roof balconies. Great for evenings.
And what's the realistic commute time around Kathu generally? Need to factor in that traffic.
Yeah, good question. Plan for about 15, maybe 20 minutes to the Kathu campus during normal school run hours. If someone quotes you much longer than that, you might want to double check.
Good tip. Okay, next up, QSI International School. The sense I get is this attracts families looking for homes built for comfort, but also for, like, entertaining guests.
Yeah, the properties near QSI often lean heavily into lifestyle features. Near the Kathu Golf Course again, there's a cozy family pool villa.
Cozy sounds nice.
It's described as bright, airy, and importantly, it has this brilliant pool area, dedicated BBQ zone, even a wood-fired oven. Clearly set up for, you know, sophisticated weekend family time, having people over.
Ah, so the home itself is geared towards that social side.
Exactly. And you also find villas in the Ban Cocoon project nearby. Known for really good quality builds, very peaceful location near the golf course, they offer generous space, which, let's face it, is essential when kids are at international schools and constantly have friends over.
True.
And again, location-wise, you're generally looking at a comfortable 15 to 20-minute drive to QSI from these spots.
Okay, moving south a bit now. Head Start International School follows the English-Welsh curriculum, right? What kind of different home styles do we see near there?
The variety around Head Start is actually quite striking. Down in Shillong, for instance, you can find the Kiributa Pool Villa.
Kiributa sounds interesting.
Yeah, it has this beautiful Balinese vibe. It's actually three separate buildings arranged around a big central pool. Really unique layout. That's about a 15-minute drive to Head Start.
Okay, very different aesthetic.
Totally. Contrast that with, say, the huge seven-bedroom spacious family pool villa back up in Boat Lagoon. That one boasts a massive double-height ceiling, a 15-meter pool, proper luxury scale. But from there, you're looking closer to a 20-minute drive to Head Start.
So the drive time really seems to vary depending on which direction you approach from.
It really does. Which brings us back to that crucial traffic warning from the source.
Nice.
Take the extensive Mountain Views Pool Villa in Kathu. Gorgeous hillside place, seven beds, 14-meter infinity pool, only 8 minutes from BISP. Great, right?
Sounds amazing.
But the source material explicitly warns families aiming for Head Start or other schools further south, you must check the actual commute during peak school traffic times.
Right. Don't just look at the map distance.
Exactly. That lovely 8-minute drive on paper can easily become 40 minutes if you hit a major bottleneck.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that kind of start to the school day. That's probably the single most critical logistical warning in the whole analysis, actually.
Excellent point. Peak hour can be brutal anywhere. Okay, finally, let's look near United World College Thailand, UWCT. That's up near the Thanipura Sports Complex, right? What's the lifestyle like in that Thalong area?
Thalong offers a very distinct vibe, often quite wellness-focused, being centered around UWCT and all the sports facilities there.
Okay.
Property-wise, you've got things like the Kanain Pool Villa, modern Dalinese style near Tonsai Waterfall, nice three-bedroom place, about a 10-minute drive to the school. Manageable.
Sounds lovely.
But the real conversation starter, the source flags up, is, wait for it.
Yeah.
The vintage car-themed pool villa.
Hold on, a vintage car-themed villa? That sounds unique.
Mm.
Does the source give any insight into who buys a place filled with car stuff? Is that like a standard luxury niche or just a total one-off?
It sounds like a fantastic one-off, doesn't it?
Ooh.
It's a three-bed, four-bath place, just 12 minutes from UWCT. And yeah, apparently packed with car memorabilia, a custom bar, even an outdoor jacuzzi.
Wow.
It just goes to show, I think, that the luxury market in Phuket offers these incredibly bespoke, personalized properties. Maybe not every family needs a bar themed around classic cars.
Probably not.
But it shows the depth of customization you can find in those high-end villas.
Okay, we've really drilled down on the school-run logistics. Super important. But now let's zoom out a bit. Think about the broader neighborhood vibes. Because family life isn't just drop-offs, is it? It's about culture, safety, community, amenities.
Absolutely. Where you live shapes your whole experience.
So let's start down south. Rawai. What's the feel there?
Rawai is definitely the laid-back choice. Think tranquil, Very local vibe, beautiful scenery, and quite a friendly expat community. It's ideal if you're after a slower, maybe more deliberate pace of life.
And Rahway Beach itself.
Famous launch pad for island hopping trips, great seafood restaurants right on the water.
Yeah.
The whole atmosphere is just wonderfully peaceful, very natural.
And how does that relaxed vibe translate into property types for families?
Well, they tend to reflect that serenity.
Yeah.
You'll find quite secluded beachfront villas, perfect for privacy, and also family townhouses, often built to capture those lovely ocean views.
Any downsides?
Maybe families with older teenagers might find Rahway a little too quiet. It possibly favors younger families looking for that safe, slower environment.
Okay, good context. Now let's head up the west coast to Bang Tao. Seems like it attracts a different kind of, maybe more sophisticated expat crowd.
Bang Tao is noticeably different, yeah. It feels sophisticated, definitely upscale, but still very welcoming for families. It manages to blend that high-end luxury, the Laguna Resorts complex, Boat Avenue with its restaurants and shops with everyday life pretty seamlessly.
And convenience.
Big factor there. Its proximity to several major schools and plenty of amenities makes it a relatively stress-free, convenient base.
So what are the main property options for families in Bang Tao, maybe contrasting with those huge Rahway villas?
You still find those sprawling, exclusive pool villas, of course, big spaces, private gardens, often within secure gated communities. But alternatively, a lot of families opt for the modern condominiums, especially those near the Laguna area.
Ah, the condo route.
Yeah, the trade-off is convenience, really. Condos are low maintenance, you get access to shared pools, gyms, facilities.
Yeah.
Perfect, perhaps, for families who value ease over having, extensive private grounds to manage.
Makes sense. Heading just a little south from Bang Tao, what about Kamala? What defines that area?
Kamala is often described as just serene coastal living, pure and simple. It really holds on to a relaxed, laid-back community feel. It balances that peace with enough convenient shops, restaurants to make daily life easy. Great spot for families who want to be near the water, but maybe avoid the hustle of the more heavily touristed areas.
And the homes there really leverage that coastal setting, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. The real gems in Kamala are often the hillside villas. They offer those incredible panoramic sea views, natural seclusion, and you get those lovely cooling sea breezes coming through. But for families who maybe prioritize being able to walk places, there are also family-friendly apartments right near Kamala Beach itself. Often they come with shared pools, maybe play areas, making them really practical and quite social spaces.
Okay, last major lifestyle spot on our list. Phuket Town. This offers a completely different deal, doesn't it? Swapping the beach for culture.
Totally different proposition. Phuket Town is about genuine cultural immersion. You get the history, that stunning Sino-Portuguese architecture, a really authentic Thai way of life.
And a key practical difference.
Yeah, the big financial advantage often is that accommodation, food, general living costs tend to be cheaper here compared to the prime coastal spots. That could be a major factor for families working within a specific budget.
Right. So you're embracing history, maybe sacrificing the immediate sound of the waves. What does the housing actually look like in the town center for families?
Well, you can find those incredibly charming historical shop houses right in old Phuket Town, like stepping back in time.
Cool, but maybe not ideal for everyone.
Perhaps not. But for expat families needing more modern comforts, there are contemporary apartments nearby. So you can kind of get the best of both worlds. Modern amenities right next to historical sites like the Weekend Night Market, the Jiu Tui Shrine, Chimpracha House.
What's the trade-off there then?
The main trade-off is simply the lack of immediate beach access and possibly less dedicated green space compared to those big villa compounds you find elsewhere. #, #, synthesis and final takeaways.
Okay, this detailed look, drawing on Ocean Worldwide's insights, really shows Phuket offers this surprising variety, actually.
It really does.
Families genuinely can find their perfect spot, balancing that easy school access with the luxury lifestyle they want, whether they prioritize culture or coastal quiet or more urban convenience.
And if we link this back to that bigger question, why choose Phuket? The source material consistently backs it up as a great place for expats.
How so?
Well, it's seen as very welcoming, offers extremely safe areas for families, and has a really good mix of amenities that suit different family types. And as we've seen, you find that wide range of homes, huge villas, modern lock-up-and-leave apartments, all generally close to those essential facilities, and crucially, close to the good international schools.
And of course, you can't ignore the lifestyle benefits. Year-round family activities. It's kind of unmatched, right? Guaranteed beach days, water sports, parks. exploring markets.
It's more than just finding a house. It's a definite lifestyle upgrade for many.
Absolutely.
Which actually raises an important final question for you, the listener, to maybe think about as you consider this journey.
Okay.
What's the fundamental difference for your specific family between settling into that cultural immersion and history you get in somewhere like Phuket Town versus committing to the relaxed sort of resort-style living of the beach areas like Bang Tao or Roh Wai? Which of those environments truly defines the future you envision for your family's new island life?
That's a really powerful dilemma to end on. Need some real thought before you commit to a specific neighborhood, doesn't it?
It really does.
Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into finding that perfect family property in Phuket. Some fascinating options there.
And just a reminder, all those specific property types, the drive time estimates, the neighborhood insights we discussed, they came directly from the real authority in this market, Ocean Worldwide, leveraging their decades of experience led by their director, Sandra O'Neill.
So if you want to explore the kinds of properties we've talked about, or just learn more about making Phuket your family's next adventure, you can start looking right now. Just go to oceanwwp.com.
That's oceanwwp.com.
Oceanwwp.com. Check it out.
Until next time, we hope this dive helps speed up your path to finding your own piece of paradise.
Happy house hunting.